KJAN Sports.
Time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Iowa claimed its fourth straight win as the 19th-ranked Hawkeyes held off 24th-ranked Rutgers 85-80 last night in Iowa City in a game heard here on KJAN. The 85 points is the most the Scarlet Knights have given up this season. Here's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey.
It's decision-making. It's ball movement and decision-making. You can't come down on Rutgers and make one pass shot, or I'm just going to put my head down and go. And I thought that's what we did in order to get 85 points against this team. Very good defensive team. Very as impressive a team defensively as I've seen on film.
Luca Garza had 28 points and 13 rebounds as Iowa won the battle on the glass 38-30.
If they shoot the ball really well, they're incredibly difficult to beat. But when they don't shoot it well, they go back and get it typically. So if you don't rebound the ball, they're just going to get it, put it back in, or going to get it, throw it back out. So obviously an emphasis, and really proud of our guys for how they responded in that area.
Both those teams are now 5-3 in Big Ten Conference play, tied for third place currently in the league race. Roman Penn had 14 points, 8 assists, and 6 rebounds Wednesday, and Garrett Sturts recorded 10 points and 6 boards as Drake romped past Evansville 73-50. Lance Jones scored 20 points and Barrett Benson scored 13 with 6 rebounds as Southern Illinois beat Northern Iowa 68-66. Jones' basket gave Southern Illinois a 63-57 lead with 2:21 remaining. A.J. Green's three-pointer brought the Panthers within 67-66. On the Salukis' following possession, Green came up with a steal against Trent Brown, but he missed a jump shot with 2 seconds left and time expired. Marcus Domask and Trent Brown each scored 11 for the Salukis. Southern Illinois has won 4 of its last 6. Trey Burhau led Northern Iowa with 22 points and 9 rebounds. Well, the Dayton Flyers had an easy victory in their first game since cracking the top 10 in the Associated Press men's basketball poll for the first time since December of 1967. Jalen Crutcher matched his career high with 23 points, and the 7th-ranked Flyers improved to 17-2 by trouncing St. Bonaventure 86-60 last night. Also in the top 25, Malik Williams had 13 points and grabbed 2 rebounds that led to free throws in the final 23 seconds as 6th-ranked Louisville held off Georgia Tech 68-64. Romaro Gill matched his career high with 17 points, and 10th-ranked Seton Hall claimed its 9th straight win, outlasting Providence 73-64. Devin Cambridge shot 6-for-9 from three-point range while pouring in a season-high 26 points, leading number 16 Auburn to its 10th straight home win, 80-67 against South Carolina. And Memphis was destroyed by unranked Tulsa as Jariah Horn finished with 21 points in the Golden Hurricanes' 80-40 laugher against the 20th-rated Tigers. Well, the Big 12 Conference has suspended 4 players for their roles in a brawl in the waning moments of the Kansas-Kansas State game at Allen Fieldhouse this week. Jayhawks forward Silvio D'Souza received a 12-game ban after being suspended indefinitely by coach Bill Self. Kansas forward David McCormick got a 2-game suspension. Kansas State forward James Love received an 8-game ban. And Wildcats forward Antonio Gordon was ordered to sit out 3 games by the league. Well, Ashley Jones scored 21 points and grabbed 11 rebounds as the Iowa State women beat Kansas State Wednesday 73-59. That was the Cyclones' 2nd straight win as they moved to 3-3 in the Big 12.
With the exception of Baylor, probably, if you compete, if you, for us, pay attention to the scouting report, take care of the ball and make a couple shots, you're going to be in the game. I don't care who you're playing.
That's Iowa State coach Bill Fenley, who says outside of Baylor, there's a lot of parity in the conference.
Every team in this league from 2 to 10 is probably hearing the same thing, thinking the same thing. And fortunately for us, the last 2 games have gone our way. And now the challenge is to rest up. We're in the middle of a 4-game stretch in 10 days and another home game on Saturday.
Well, the 19th-ranked Iowa Hawkeye women put a 30-game home court winning streak on the line tonight against Ohio State. The Hawkeyes are 6-1 in the Big Ten, while the Buckeyes come in 4-3.
Ohio State comes in here 11-7. Do not be deceived by their record. I mean, when they have played UConn, they've played Stanford, they've played Louisville. They're the only team in the country that has beaten Louisville thus far.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter, who says the Hawkeyes will need to overcome a significant size disadvantage in the paint.
You know, we have to try to keep the ball out of there as best we can. Sometimes our guards can give us a little bit of help with that by pressuring the pass or help side defense and clog up the paint a little bit. It can't be just, you know, Monica or Amanda doing that job.
Again, that game at Carver Hawkeye Arena this evening. Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta has been chosen as the new chairman of the College Football Playoff Selection Committee. Barta was appointed to the selection committee in January of 2019, and he'll replace Oregon Athletic Director Rob Mullins as the chairman. Three new members of the selection committee were also appointed for three-year terms. They include former Penn State offensive lineman John Urschel, Wyoming Athletic Director Tom Berman, and Colorado AD Rick George. Besides Mullins, also cycling off the committee are former Virginia Tech coach Frank Beamer and Robert Morris University president Chris Howard, a former football player at Air Force. Iowa State head football coach Matt Campbell announced that Mick McCall, who was the offensive coordinator and quarterback's coach at Northwestern the past 12 seasons, was added to the Cyclone coaching staff to coach the running backs. McCall, who has 41 years of collegiate coaching experience, including 13 seasons as an offensive coordinator at the FBS level, will reunite with Campbell. The duo were on the same staff at Bowling Green. McCall joined Northwestern's coaching staff as director of offense and quarterbacks coach in 2008. He was offensive coordinator at Bowling Green in 2007, directing the Falcons' spread offense. Prior to 2007, McCall spent 4 years as their quarterbacks coach. McCall began coaching in 1979 at his alma mater, Southern Colorado, as the quarterbacks and running backs coach. He also had coaching stints at Idaho State, Oregon State, and Wyoming. Well, two-time Super Bowl MVP is calling it a career. The New York Giants say quarterback Eli Manning will formally announce his retirement at a news conference on Friday. Manning played his entire 16-year NFL career with the Giants after being drafted first overall by the Chargers in 2004 and being traded to New York. The 39-year-old Manning holds almost every team passing record, but his future at the Meadowlands was in doubt after losing the starting job to rookie Daniel Jones in October. Manning completed over 60% of his passes for more than 57,000 yards, 366 touchdowns, and 244 interceptions. He led the Giants to Super Bowl titles following the 2007 and the 2012 seasons. Also, Cardinals wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald has purchased a minority stake in the NBA's Phoenix Suns. The 11-time Pro Bowler is often at Suns games, sitting courtside with managing partner Robert Sarver. Terms of that purchase were not disclosed. In baseball news, the New York Mets appear to have a new manager 2.5 months after hiring their previous skipper. General manager Brody Van Wagenen says the Mets are finalizing a multi-year contract with Luis Rojas, who served as quality control coach for Mickey Callaway. He would replace Carlos Beltran, who left the club last week before managing a single game in the fallout from the Houston Astros sign-stealing scandal. The 38-year-old son of former Major League manager Felipe Alou has been with the Mets organization since 2007 as a coach and manager before joining Callaway's staff prior to last season. Mets first baseman Pete Alonso and pitcher Marcus Stroman have posted ringing endorsements on social media. The Twins and third baseman Josh Donaldson have finalized their four-year $92 million contract that's the richest in team history for a free agent. Donaldson agreed last week to the deal that includes a club option for a fifth season. He hit 37 homers and drove in 94 runs for the Braves last year. The Royals have signed outfielder Alex Gordon to a $4 million contract for next season, giving the rebuilding club a veteran presence in what is expected to be a young lineup under new manager Mike Matheny. The 35-year-old Gordon is a three-time All-Star who earned his seventh Gold Glove last year. He hit .266 with 13 homers and 76 RBIs for Kansas City last season. The Cardinals have inked Matt Wieters for a second season as Yadier Molina's backup behind the plate. The four-time All-Star signed a minor league deal before last season and hit .214 with 11 homers and 27 RBIs in 67 games for the Cardinals. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.